not to pay much attention. Normally, I don't do interviews myself, but I was feeling cautious and let the morning guys know I'd be there. The interview was innocent enough at first. The subject turned to a discussion of the Holy Spirit's manifest presence in a meeting, as opposed to His presence that dwells within our hearts always. Rather suddenly, something began to happen in the control room. It began with Greg. He was seated behind me listening, and for shuddering sobs that he attempted to muffle in his hands. It was hard to ignore, and Randy paused mid-sentence to comment, "You can't see him, but God is really dealing with the fellow behind you right now." I looked over my shoulder just in time to see Greg losing control. He stood up, only to crash to the floor directly in front of the console, where he lay shaking for several minutes. I don't know if you have ever tried to conduct a radio interview in such circumstances, but let me assure you, I never have. I was mortified. We have always attempted to avoid any extremes at FM 92, so it was difficult to explain to our listeners what was happening. I had always known Greg to act like a professional, so I knew something was seriously going on. I did my best to recover the interview under the embarrassing circumstances. I thanked the guest and wrapped it up and thought of ways to kill Greg later. And when we had a guest minister in the station, we asked him to pray for the staff. Before Randy Clark left, we asked him to say a word of prayer. We formed a circle and began to pray for the staff one by one. My eyes were shut, but I heard a thud and opened them to see Bart Mazzarella prostrate on the floor. He had fallen forward on his face. What amazed me was that Bart was known to be openly skeptical. He simply did not accept such things. Within seconds, another and another staff person went down. Even those that remained standing were clearly shaken. When they prayed for me, I did not fall down. What did happen was an electric sensation shot down my right arm, and my right hand began to tremble uncontrollably. My heart pounded as I became aware of a powerful sense of what can only be called God's manifest presence. Remember, our staff is not primarily charismatic. We are Episcopalian, Nazarene, Evangelical, Pentecostal, and a couple of us not quite sure. While I personally am associated with an Assembly of God church, I'm quite the skeptic when it comes to weird stuff. I don't watch many evangelists on TV because too often I'm turned off by what I see. This was completely new to us. Randy was scheduled elsewhere, so after just a few minutes of prayer, he thanked me graciously and left quickly. Our staff remained in the control room, staring at each other, wide-eyed and hovering over Bart, who still appeared unconscious on the floor. He was completely immobile for over half an hour. There was a sweet atmosphere of worship in the room, so I told someone to put one of those Integrity Worship CDs on the air while we continued to pray together. I thought the atmosphere would abate after a few minutes and return to normal, but instead our prayers grew more and more intense. The room became